Welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can always get the podcast at Google, Apple, Spotify. Oh, wait a second. Google doesn't have podcasts anymore. You can't get it there anymore. Apple, Spotify, whatever your preferred podcast platform is. And remember, while you're there, to rate, subscribe, and share. So that way you and your friends never miss a minute of the show. You can also download the KVI app. Take us with you anytime, anywhere. Well, the race for Seattle mayor is heating up, and I have made no secrets about the fact that I hate the incumbent. I have personal reasons for disliking the incumbent. I ran against the incumbent when he was running for Seattle City Council, and he was my city council member, and he destroyed my neck of the woods, and now he's destroying the rest of Seattle while telling you we're going to have one Seattle, and it's going to be fine, and we're building on one Seattle, and everything else is fine, right? Even though we all know it's not. Joining me in studio, challenger Rachel Savage. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Such a pleasure. Now tell me, why'd you decide to get into this race? Because you know what it's like in Seattle politics, and if you didn't before, you know now.
Right. Well, I'm a business owner, So I have a front row seat to the destruction of our beautiful, or once beautiful, city, and it's gotten very dangerous because of the crime and the drug addiction. And I kept waiting for somebody to show up and do something. I thought any time now someone's going to come and fix the city. So I decided, well, I'm going to put my hat in the ring because I think it's time for something different, not politics as usual. In fact, not a politician. I'm not a politician. I'm a business owner, longtime Seattle resident, and I love our city, and I know that we can do better. We need a strong leader.
So I'm sorry, but you can't run in Seattle. You have too much common sense. You're saying that there's actual crime and there's actual drug problems and there's homelessness problems and things aren't okay? I mean, I can't believe a candidate's actually saying that out loud. So these are problems we've had for literally at this point decades now. So how do you plan to address them?
Well, I think we need to take a new approach. And you're right. Nobody's talking about it. But every time I walk outside, if I have any doubts about what I'm doing, I live in Capitol Hill area. Every time I walk outside, I see the evidence of the failure of the policies. And that's how I started paying attention. What is going on in my city? Why is there people using drugs all day outside? Why, when I go to the library, are there drug addicts everywhere and it's scary to go in there? Why are there mentally ill on the street every day? So I think we need, number one, we've got to start arresting people for crime. We need to make crime something that is wrong again. Mm-hmm. And then once we get people off the street from using drugs, committing crimes, then we can give them long-term treatment. So I want to build, and I will, a long-term residential treatment center for the drug addicts.
So there's something we ask every candidate who comes on the show who says all the common sense things you are saying. Will you call for an audit of Homeless Inc.? Because right now, I believe part of the problem is we have tons of money going to the exact things you are discussing, and yet somehow the problem's only getting worse. So we ask every single candidate this, and the ones who have won have greatly disappointed us, which is why we don't even bother asking them back on the show, because we ask this one question. And then when we say, why haven't you done this yet? Can you come on the show? All of a sudden, we hear crickets. So will you call for an audit of Homeless Inc.?
Absolutely. We need Doge Washington. Bring it on.
You're speaking my language. Mm-hmm. Yes. By the way, I am not the guy behind Doge Washington. I know everybody thinks I'm the guy behind Doge Washington. I am not. I do help from time to time. Okay. So that's the drug issue. But we have other issues. We have affordability issues. So you're a business owner. It's impossible to do business. We know the mayor earlier this week said the Jumpstart tax is a failure because it has chased away businesses and they're not even getting the money they expected to from that. Will you repeal? Will you work to repeal? Will you advocate to repeal the Jumpstart tax? You got to go through the city council for that.
Well, I think that the city council, with a strong leader, will be thrilled to have somebody that will be out front and help them get business done to be able to change our city. And I think that we have plenty of money. I don't think we need the head tax, actually. We have plenty of money going to Homeless Inc. We just need to redirect it. So I think that right now the city council can't say they're a fan, but I think they will be. Absolutely.
Now, my wife has always told me that the saying of don't judge a book by its cover is wrong. They should always judge a book by its cover because the books with good covers are the ones they spent money on because they thought it was going to make more money. Now, I don't want to judge you by your cover, but you don't typically look like somebody who talks in the most common sense kind of way. In fact, you look like the kind of person who's usually giving out my home address to crazy people online. So I assume that you had some kind of political evolution the way I did to end up a conservative radio host. What was that like?
Absolutely. Well, it started with having the front row seat to the problem in the streets of Seattle. And I live and work in a containment zone. I noticed your neighborhood seems pretty... I didn't see too many late-stage drug addicts around here. I saw
you came
a couple.
On a good day. You came on a good day.
Yeah, I saw a couple. But it's bad. It's bad downtown. And so I started to... I wasn't very political before, but I started to pay attention. What is happening? What are the policies that are creating this?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that it was this extreme left policy. It was Democrats, actually. And... You know, it's funny because people try to eat. Now they're blaming Trump now for the problems in our city. It's the Democrats' fault. They've been in power for 40 years. So I started to put two and two together. I'm a meditator. That's one of the other things that I do. And so I look at reality and I look at cause and effect. And so I started to see what is the cause of the effect. And I saw as I contemplated that actually... I'm not a classic Democrat. Well, actually, what I think happened is the Democratic Party, as RFK said, left me.
Ah, my favorite line. Yes, I feel the exact same way, and tons of people in our audience feel the exact same way. Where there's that cartoon that Elon Musk, I believe, shared at one point, where it's the person who's standing in the middle, as the person who's standing on the right, and the person who's standing on the left. And then the person on the left goes more to the left, and the distance gets greater. And then they go more to the left, and then they shove the person in the middle at some point. The person on the right picks him up, and then they go, you're a fascist, right?
Yes.
So that's what it kind of seems like. Now, taking more conservative attitudes, taking more Republican attitudes... I'm going to play devil's advocate because we are the most pro-devil show on the airwaves. But that always gets a laugh. Thank you for that. You get to stay. So with regards to that, how do you plan to win over the Democrats in Seattle that vote blue no matter who?
Well, we have to change that.
Mm-hmm.
My stance is open your eyes and look at what's happening. So I think we have two, and people in Seattle are smart. I think they are smart. If they haven't been given a choice. They haven't been given a choice of someone to actually vote for that's going to make a difference. So I think we have the people in Seattle that are very comfortable, that are relatively safe, and then we have these containment zones that have been created by Bruce Harrell, right? Where there's crime everywhere, there's drug use everywhere, there's mentally ill everywhere. And my hope is to persuade through common sense and real solutions people that... You know, they can vote in private. They don't have to tell everybody who they're voting for, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of the vote. But of course, we need people who are going to support publicly. So I think there's a lot of people who feel like I do that used to be Democrat. They realize the party has changed. Republican Party is the party of common sense. And they're just looking for somebody to get behind that they can rally. I think that we have more people out there that agree with us than don't.
Rachel, what's your website? Because as I'm sitting here listening to Rachel, I will say this, full disclosure, and I'm saying this on air and we're recording, you could tell by the little red light here, is that I was very, very skeptical of your campaign when I first heard about it. And I said, she's talking about Trump and she's talking about Republican politics in Seattle. If you could actually have a one-on-one with everybody, I think that's how you get the votes. So this is my advice to you. Don't get hung up on the social media. Don't do that. Go knock on every single door you can. Everybody, if you want to support Rachel, if you want to donate to Rachel's campaign, if you want to volunteer for Rachel's campaign, Rachel, give us the website one time, will you?
SavageCitizens.com, because it's going to take a savage to win,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to take all of us. It's going to take citizens voting for common sense and change and public safety in our city, and I know we can do it.
Rachel Savage, candidate for Seattle Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.